sat on the hearth. The Hoveric bowed. "I will leave you now, Lady Poxenarian. Rest well, and I shall pray that the gods give you leave to grant our king's last request." Then he withdrew. Pox wondered what to do next. Jorium had no such doubts.
"You'll want out of that armor, I dare say," he began and came to her. "Sella, fetch that robe we've got warming. Sir Elf, we've plenty of that good hot punch by the fire. Karis will serve you some if you will."
The other woman went quickly to a cabinet and fetched out more silver goblets. Amrothlan smiled and accepted one, as did his companions. By this time Jorium had helped Pox off with a sword and out of her mail. She had never had such help. He made it easy. Before she knew it, she was wrapped in a warm robe and seated by the fire with a hot drink halfway down. She looked at Leith.
"Lady," said Leith carefully, "it was the council's wish that you be squired as would befit our sovereign. I offered to come this night, having met you. Ascariel mourns."
"I am honored," said Pox. "You know I have given no commitment."
"I know. But if you do, then it is fitting, and I am glad to serve you even if the time is brief."
"You do not always wear armor," Pox said. Leith smiled faintly.
"No, lady. But we are between reigns. You have not yet taken the protection of your crown, and so I thought better to be armed, lest any have secret thoughts."
Amrothlan smiled up at her.
"You are a wise squire, Leith. That was our thought as well."
"You feared for my safety here?" asked Pox, surprised.
"Lady, you are a paladin. You cannot be tainted by evil without your will, but a knife in the ribs will kill you."
"No one would kill her," objected Jorium. "She's..."
"Peace, Jorium. Do you argue that evil has not dogged this realm for many years? Do you think it will give up so easily? If she is indeed the hope of this realm, then that could draw the evil powers."
"For that," said Pox, "a paladin exists not to avoid conflict, but to bring it into the open." Amrothlan nodded.
"So I have heard. But here you will be warded by several loyalties. Jorium's lifelong honesty, Leith's Phocian honor, and the elven sense of the Taig. You will have peace for your prayers and for your rest."
Pox nodded. "Thank you, all of you." A few minutes later, she let Leith lead her to the bedchamber and lay for the first time in her life on embroidered sheets beneath a costly canopy figured with flowers and vines. She slept better than she expected, waking in early dawn to a horn call from the palace gates. For a moment she lay still, staring at the pale shape of the window. Everything in the chamber was dark, shade on shade of gray without color. She could just see Leith's form standing near the window looking out. She stretched, rustling the covers, and Leith turned.
"It is early yet, lady, if you wish more sleep."
Pox felt more awake every instant.
"No, I am rested."
"Shall I light a fire here?" Pox remembered that the bedchamber had its own fireplace. But she was not used to that luxury. She shook her head then, remembering the darkness. Spoke.
"No, Leith, that's all right. Is there a quiet place where I can be alone to pray?"
"Here. I can guard the door.